Welcome to another episode of Your Support Group Podcast, home of the number one podcast that supports you and what you like to do. Now, I would normally say this is Kenny and that's Q, but today this is Your Support Group. As always, with your usual suspects, Kenny and Q. Check out the lower thirds. That's our Instagrams that we want y'all to get in contact with us with. not the other personal Instagrams that y'all can't get in contact with. Yeah. So what's been going on this week with you, Q?
Just living life, man. Trying to survive.
Because I know it's still like 65 degrees down there in Florida, and y'all talking about it's cold, probably got on sweaters right now and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I had on a turtleneck last night and almost died. Because I was told it was cold, and I was like, let me put this turtleneck on. Like, I broke it out because I hadn't worn it since I left North Carolina. My neck was hot. I was sweating.
He was walking around with a musty neck. Like, how you get a musty neck in Florida? Like, wear a turtleneck. That's how you get one.
Yeah. Their version of cold is not... Yeah, it's different. You know, 72 is like weird here.
Whoever was that friend or person that told you that it was cool outside, you need to unfriend them. You need to unfriend them. They don't know what cool is. Cool to me is waking up and it's like 40 degrees outside. That's cool. Freezing to me is anything below 32. But cool to me is like, okay, it's time to bundle up. That's 40 degrees. They told you it was cool in Florida, but cool in Florida is 65.
And they literally, like, dude was, I saw dudes was layered. I said, damn. Like, what in the world?
You haven't completely adjusted to, like, Florida cold yet.
I mean, it has its moments where it's like, okay, I can feel the air is a little nippy, but it still is not compared to like what I experienced when I was in New Jersey or when I was in Utah or North Carolina, you know.
Now, I can't speak for Utah, but my cousin lives out there, so hopefully she'll leave a comment on this. But I can't speak for Utah, but I can definitely speak for Jersey. That's not cold. That is brick. That is brick. It's the difference. The cold up there makes you feel like you got hit in the face with a brick. Turn those corners real quick. That wind hits you. That is brick. Or they'll say, the hawk is out. You better button up. If the hawk is out, oh, man. It's bad. It's cold, cold. Yeah. But since we're talking about cold weather clothes... Since we talk about cold weather clothes, I want to get into a topic that we previously discussed in the last episode for a brief moment, and that is affordable clothing. And what is included in that conversation about affordable clothing? Well, there's a place called Shein. There's a place called Temu. There's even a place called Walmart, but we won't talk about them because they tried to demonetize my video that talked about us not working there. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I found that out. I was like, who is trying to go after this video? But that's another topic for another time. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, dude, like, wow. Like, y'all go after small YouTubers too? I'm like, okay. But, yeah, so we got Temu, we got Shein. It's a bunch of affordable places and a lot of online places, but the two we're going to focus on today is Shein and Temu. Why? Because I've shopped at Temu and I've shopped at Shein. Q?
I've shopped at Shein and I've bought other things from Temu, not clothes yet. Just shoe racks, hat racks, you know. dish racks.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Household items.
The unneedables. You really don't need it to last for a long time. That's when you buy from Temu. You know. Now, Temu does have some decent stuff. I'm not going to say all their stuff is bad. But let's start with the app. All right? Because there's been rumors going around that the app itself is an information stealer. Basically, it steals your information and gives it to the Chinese government. I don't know how true that is. Maybe somebody can comment and say whether or not that's been founded or in fact or whatever. But, I mean, starting with the app, they bombard you, like, as soon as you download the app with, like, deals. Like, oh, you can get this for $1 if you buy this and this and this and this and this. And before you know it with Temu, you got, like, 20 things in your cart. It only costs you $20. And it don't feel right. You feel like maybe something illegal is happening here. Is it, Q? I mean, is it something illegal happening here?
I don't want to say this, but it's a known fact. And, you know, companies, they outsource work to China because they have really lax labor laws. And they're able to produce products at cheaper prices because of how they have people working over there, which to me is kind of, it would just wouldn't fly over here in the USA. And I'm not trying to say we're perfect because we certainly have our issues, but it's borderline, I won't say slavery, but damn near close to it. The way they have people up in those factories.
How you say kunta kinte in Chinese?
Right. So, if you could produce a product and not barely pay anybody, and then, of course, you can sell it cheap, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're saving on the highest cost most companies have is the cost of an employee, because you have to pay them. You have to worry about, like, all the insurances that you have for a person when they work for you. But if you can cut out some of that, of course you can make a product cheap.
Well, the other scary part is also, too, because you mentioned the affordable part. But, you know, we have certain things that allow those things to come up over here into our country. And they have to be legally stamped at. Now, I'm not saying that they're beating the system by using fake stamps or whatever, like the UL listings. I can speak from experience. I used to work at a floral warehouse. I worked there for 10 years. We used to do Christmas trees, wreaths, the whole setup that already was pre-lit. It was a container of Christmas wreaths that came over from China that was marked with the UL listing. Well, one of our customers bought a case of them and plugged one of them up, and it blew a breaker at their place. And they was like, what the hell is going on with this? And every time they plugged it in, it would blow a breaker. So they, you know, they opened up the wiring, and come to find out, one side of the wiring was just full of paper. The other side of the wiring had like a thin strip of wire in there. So they wasn't actually UL listed, and we had to go back through about 300 cases of Christmas wreaths and take off all the lights on them because somebody lied. And I'm willing to bet that all the stuff that's being sold on Temu has probably not got the proper listing or went through the proper inspections of things. Because why? Because they're cutting costs. They have to cut costs somewhere to be able to sell that stuff so cheap. I got a drone from them just to goof off with and crash and play around with. I don't feel safe charging the battery a little bit because the way the battery is made, you know, and somebody who used to work on actual scooters and electronics and stuff like that, I can look at batteries and tell whether or not they're safe. That battery is not safe. So, yeah. So that's my thought. of them doing something illegal, cutting corners on needed inspections for electronics and different things like that. As far as the clothes go, I don't think they I don't think their clothes are American size at all on Temu. Maybe they work better for women, but for American men, nah, it's not American man sizes. I'm just being honest. You might catch a one off here or there, but majority of that is probably not American size, you know. And it's fine. I mean, I understand. We're oversized for human beings. We're oversized for human beings. Like they, like half of the world is trying to catch up. I mean, you know, well, we know the tallest people in the world come from a certain part of Africa, but Americans are big and wide. So, I mean, we eat a lot of supersized meals and, you know, things like that, that the rest of the world don't eat. So we're oversized because we're eating sawdust half of the time. But anyway, let's move along to Sheen. And I'm going to let you start this one off because I know I can get on the tirade, but I know you've shopped at Sheen. And I might just call my wife in here for a split second because she has shopped at Sheen.
Of course, I've when everybody started talking about Sheen, oh, you can be affordable, looking really cute for $9.99. So I was like, okay, well, let me check Sheen out. Give me some cute little summer fits. Now, you go on there, there's some cute stuff. I won't even lie. Like, the way they have it situated on the models make you think, okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get a lot of things. But what you want to do is you want to order a few things. Just to make sure, because like Kenny said, the sizing is quite different. Like, you know, Black women, we built different. Most of us, we have extra hips, you know, little waist, big booties, bigger in the thighs. And certain things might fit, you know, they thinking over there, and it's like, nah, you gotta make that fit for us over here. So it's like a trial and error process. Let me buy one thing to make sure I can get it over my dunk. And once I say, okay, I need to order this size from over there because can't get it over the butt cheek, what's the purpose? And I'm not gonna waste my time. I just don't want to go to the hassle of sending stuff back. So I'll just end up giving it to somebody else who can fit it, which is what happened with one skirt. It was so little, like, it just barely covered my butt. And my friend was like, what the hell made you think you could fit that? I wound up giving it to a girl who was probably like a size 2. And when I ordered it, was a size 6.
You was trying to put on a napkin, huh? You was trying to put on a napkin?
If I would have bent over, everything would have been exposed. There ain't no way in the world I'm leaving the house with this on. But yeah, so you got to order a few things. Now, some stuff is really cute when you do order. When you find the right size, it's cute.
Right.
But then you have some things that's cute in theory, but it's not functional. Like, I bought this thing, like it's a crossover here, and you tie it around your neck. But then when you go to bend over, all your girls just falling out.
Just jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. Jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. Jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby.
And if you don't have no good body tape, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. So, but yeah, that's my experience with Sheen. I mean, I bought my daughter some jackets from there. She likes hoodies and pullovers and all that stuff, zip-up ones. I just order a large, even though she wears a medium.
Yeah. And, I mean, girls nowadays, they are into that oversized shirt type deal. It's oversized sweater type thing. Anyway, I know. Trust me. Oh, Dad, you're going to wear this sweater? Right. No, you're not. I'm going to wear it. Like, why are you pulling out all my sweaters and my cardigans? Like, leave all my stuff alone. But, I mean, my wife started with Shane in the beginning, and she would order small just to see how, like you, just see how everything would fit and work and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, she just fell in love with it. Like, her whole entire wardrobe, like, she found niches. Like, she didn't, like, go and, like, pick one here, pick one there, pick one there. Nope. She found, like, a maker or something and would be, like, keep that same maker or same style in line, and everything fit right, you know. She would never, like, go, like, way up over here to get something.
Yeah.
And so it's been working out for her. And then she seen that it was a men's section, and she started buying me shirts from there. In the beginning, I was a little bit worried because, like Q said, just like black women don't fit things perfectly, black men don't fit things perfectly. I had this discussion with somebody the other day. They was like, from fingertip to fingertip, that's your height. I was like, you a damn lie. That's because I'm black. My fingertip to fingertip is 6'7". I'm only 6'2". Well, 6'3" and some, well, yeah, 6'2" and some change, but I'm only 6'2" and some change. From fingertip to fingertip, I'm 6'7". No. So all my shirts have to fit a certain kind of way in order for my arms to be able to fit in there. I got some long arms. I'm sorry. And no, we won't be making no monkey jokes in this comment section today. more like a gorilla, because I'll beat you in your head. Anyway, so that was the issue I was a little bit worried about. And I mean, they've actually surprisingly been fitting pretty good. All the sweaters that she bought me, and she's bought me a whole bunch of sweaters from there. So she got a little bit more daring, and she bought me a jacket. One of the jackets I love. I will fight somebody up over it. It got a Shein tag in the inside and everything. I do not care. This jacket is so me. Like, it has, like, the little warm-up, like, style, like, plasticky on the outside, but then it got, like, the sweater part at the top, and then it's, like, real, like, skin-tight, skin-hugging on the arms and stuff like that. But then, this is the part that killed me, because I was like, you sure this came from Shein? The inside was insulated. See, a lot of stuff, when it comes from Shein, they'll have the outside done completely, and then you look at the inside and be like, hold up, they forgot a part. This is not wearable outside. This is almost breathe. Yeah, this is breathe through. Like, I couldn't wear this in New York. I couldn't wear this when, you know, I go out of town or anything like this. But this jacket, man, I was like, all right, Shane, y'all doing the thing.
Yeah.
So my biggest worry, though, is how easy and accessible it is to blow that kind of money on buying that kind of stuff. And you may be used to buying that one brand or from that one seller, I mean, that one manufacturer or whatever. But say that manufacturer goes out of business and they just throw another one in there. Now the quality drops. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I got a black sweater in there with the hood and the little buttons on the side. And I got a green one with the hood and the buttons on the side. Same exact sweater, but I could tell that they changed the manufacturer. You want to know why? Because the way the arms are made. Yeah. Same exact sweater, two different manufacturers.
Yeah.
So that's something. And also, too, yeah, the child labor thing is a big thing. I mean, you know, how many little hands touch the sweater, you know? That's the worry there, things that go through my mind, you know. I can't imagine Carson, you know, sitting in the factory sewing the sweater. Them sweaters be fucked up, but because she definitely gonna have her fun. But I mean, you know, it's sad that, you know, that's a topic of discussion when it comes to, you know, cheap clothes. I mean, in all fairness, all the cheap things out here, from Amazon to Walmart to Marshalls to all of them got some for lack of a better term, shit with them. I mean, look at Amazon during COVID, how many red flags did they have? You know, Walmart, every day is a red flag. I mean, you know, they say stuff that they won't do, but then they do it, you know? Oh, we're not going to chase Amazon. Yeah, now you're online. Oh, right. Well, we're always going to keep people. We love our employees. Three employees in there. Nobody's running the register, you know?
Nobody's running the register. Nobody's running the register.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, then you talk about some, oh, we're not pressing charges on people and stuff like that. It's just a recent thing in the news where they apprehended this lady and pressed charges on her because she accidentally forgot to scan something.
Oh, Lord.
Whose fault is that? That's your people at the door. You checked them at the door. You know, you want to check my receipt? You should have checked it back there when I was at the register because I definitely paid. What'd you think? I just came up through a line and grabbed some bags, put my stuff in the bag. Like, move out my way. Like, you want to look at a receipt? You should have looked at it back when I was ringing myself up. But all of them got some stuff with them. You just have to be very cautious about things. You can go ahead and you can bust out and say, oh, I'm not going to support this or I'm not going to support that. And then a couple months later, you look around, they're doing it too. So, you know, it's a catch 22. I mean, you just got to go with what's affordable, what's decent. Hold on. Let me see if my wife want to holler about this right quick. I can't reach the lock. Use the key. Thank you. My wife. She's so great. Hey, you want to talk about Sheen right quick? Mm-hmm. You don't have to show your face. Okay.
What is it?
Just tell him about your experience with Sheen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Tamika Williams is in the building.
If you haven't had the opportunity to shop at Sheen, I encourage you to do so, especially all the women, females, men, whatever. Sheen is my number one go-to spot for clothing for the family. High quality for a very low price. It beats any retail box chain, absolutely. Sweaters, shoes, jewelry, shirts, pants, you name it. So if you haven't had the opportunity, I encourage you to visit.
So hold on.
So what about the bad side of Sheen? Like anything, like?
No, experience. I have not had a bad experience with Sheen. Let me tell you, there is their jewelry line is phenomenal. I would normally pay anywhere, I would say, from $15 maybe to $30 for jewelry, costume jewelry. Not anymore. You have to go to Sheen. You're looking at jewelry pieces anywhere from $2 maybe to $7 a pop. Yes, no bad experience, none whatsoever.
And do the pieces last?
Yes, it does. I have 3 caboodles of jewelry to prove it. Yes. Thank you, dear, for letting me shop at Sheen.
Give my mic back. Okay. Say hi to Q.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right. Stand it up. Please. Thank you. Can't let these women come in my room. They take over. But anyway, there you have it. I mean, she says she hasn't had any bad experiences with it. She's enjoyed shopping there. I forgot that she even bought her jewelry, her bling bling and stuff like that that she accessorizes with. That's crazy. I pay attention, but it's like it just flashes by how much she's actually bought from Sheen. This is not an infomercial for Sheen. Sheen doesn't pay me. So all that www. Stuff will get deleted.
Right. If you want us to do that, you need to pay us some coins, Sheen.
Sheen, yeah. It's just like I said, I just look at it as a catch-22. Everybody has their dirt. Shout out to Diddy. Everybody has their dirt. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer for it to come to the top. Sometimes it's like instantly, but it's whether or not you're going to deal with it or bear with them while they go through it. Does Shein make some nice, affordable stuff? Yes. Does Temu make some nice, affordable stuff? Just be cautious. You know, just be cautious. I got a folding knife from them that won't fold. So just be cautious. That's all I'm going to say with Temu. Walmart, just throw your stuff there on the counter and just walk out. Just do it. Just do it every once in a blue. It makes you feel good. Just go to the self-checkout, throw all your stuff up there in the counter and just walk out. Yeah. And I hate to do it to the people that work there, but they need to figure out a better system than self-checkout, because you're not a kiosk. And have you seen that they, yeah, I'm talking about Walmart. Have you seen that?
F you, Walmart.
Have you seen that they tried to do like a little boutique thing too? Like they don't try to get a little bit bougie, try to upgrade their stores and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try to demonetize my video. Try to demonetize my stuff. Blocking my ad, talking about this is not true. It is true. It is true.
Everybody knows it's true.
Got me there working. They ain't give me no vacation time, no paycheck. I don't even get a holiday bonus when I'm there at Christmas time bringing up myself. So it is true.
Can we at least, I'm just still waiting on an invitation to the holiday party or, you know, the summertime beach fun, whatever.
Even if you want to give me a Thanksgiving ham, you know, and I don't even eat ham. Even if you want to give me a Thanksgiving ham, I'll take it.
Something.
Jeez. Because y'all, don't nobody work there. Even the people that work there don't work there.
Look, and the shoppers, the people who shop for the stuff, they are so rude. Yes, I said rude. Here in the Tampa area, they will about run you over with them little carts trying to get the stuff that they need. It won't even say excuse. I'll be like, well, good Lord.
And the new carts that they got is made for tall people. So they sit up a little bit higher in the back.
Yeah.
And a little lower in the front. And I'm like, oh, I love this. But I started thinking to myself, like, say I whip around this corner real quick and tear up your shins.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a good day. Before you bump somebody in their hip, but now you hit a person in their shins. That's painful. So, yep. But I'm going to get off this Walmart war. Don't worry. I'll come for you next episode, Walmart. That's right. Coming for you for the next couple episodes. Should never try that untrue. Because I was wondering why I kept on getting these alerts from Google Ads and all this stuff. And I'm like, what in the hell? Like, I haven't posted no ads in months, you know? I think it was like September when I did run the last ad through YouTube and all that stuff. And I was wondering why. And all of a sudden, it was like untrue. And some other stuff it said. I was like, oh, okay. So I know who did this. You put two and two together. Who else is going to say misrepresented and untrue?
Right.
Walmart. I'm talking about Walmart.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. So if you would like to support that video is in season 3 at the beginning. Yeah. So just go to the playlist for season 3 and you'll see what it looks like. It has a thumbnail of Walmart. So basically, yeah. I think I blocked out Walmart too, just so that they couldn't come back at me and say something else. Because if they try to sue me, what they gonna get? They gonna get a MacBook, a Rode Podcaster, Rodecaster Pro 2, two mics, camera. Because I have nothing to give you. Because I got everything in my wifey name. Because I stay fly. Oh, man. Hey, look, I'm gonna turn the 50 Cent Walmart. It's on. I'm gonna be so petty about Walmart the next couple weeks. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Because they probably will trigger the Waltons to say, hey, let's get him. Let's revoke his Sam's Club membership. He forgot we own that too, huh? Yeah, motherfuckers. All right. So, if you haven't had a chance to go Christmas shopping, I suggest you do that. But in the meantime, remember that we love you. So, if you haven't had the opportunity other than that to do anything else and your Christmas shopping is done, well, you can go to our website, www.ysgpodcast.com, where we got all our episodes, including the episode where I'm talking shit about Walmart and their processes and all other self-checkout stores. It's there. We're there. We're all there. So go ahead and check it out at www.ysgpodcast.com. And if I didn't tell you, have a happy holidays. Yeah, that part. Yeah, because I don't know when this episode is going to come out. Right. Life is crazy right now. It's Christmas time. What do I know? But it's going to come out before Christmas because I'm trying to see that Christmas revenue. Hopefully it can get up a little bit by you subscribing and hitting that button and watching us full time, because ain't no other podcast out here like us that talk about real stuff. And I mean, if you like listening to celebrity gossip or a bunch of people argue, go back and forth, I'm sorry, me and Q, I mean, we get our points across. We can agree to disagree, and that's that. We're not going to sit around here and argue with two grown-ass people with grown-ass children and grown-ass lives. And with that said, peace. Yes, support. Yes, support. Yes, support. Yes, support. Yes, support. Yes, support. Yes, support.